Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame. The highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn but are so grateful that we did. So, here is a letter to the sober curious. So many of us think about it and flirt with the idea of sobriety, but a life without alcohol seems inconceivable. So here is a little of my experience. When I look at my life, there is a before and there is an after. The before appears to me like the climax of a Michael Bay movie slathered in destruction and chaos, displayed in super HD and probably playing in a 3D cinema near you. A dramatic description, but par for the course when existing as an addict. Drama and I have been in a problematic relationship for the last 30-odd years. I was the protagonist of my own action franchise. Helpless, safely snuggled in victimhood, selfishly avoiding responsibility, occasionally cutting a fringe to seem more interesting and possibly French, and slowly drinking myself to death. I have come to terms with my former status of absolute binfire human. It has left me with a plethora of stories, which make for some great dinner party content, but as strange as it sounds, I have no regrets. Every second of the before led me to the after and to the now, and I would not exchange it for anything. Just over 2 years ago, 90% of my character was based on just how much I could knock back without batting an eyelid. And I mean paint strip of vodka that would make most people gag if its aroma even brushed their nostrils fell down my throat with more ease than water. And I wore my ox-like constitution like a badge of honour. I thought I was quirky, interesting, unpredictable, artistic and wild. Sort of 21st century Zelda Fitzgerald. In reality, I was an utter nuisance and, without my knowing, those who had been close to me were slowly backing away, hoping I wouldn't notice, like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park. I skimmed like a stone on water along the surface of euphoria, momentarily, blissfully flying, but ultimately aiming for a deadly plummet from the depths of which I may never return. And I very nearly didn't. New Year's Eve 2021 was my breaking point. I was dumped 15 minutes before midnight by the man I unequivocally believed was the great love of my life. Spoiler alert, he wasn't. And I suffer from CPTSD, complex post-traumatic stress. I was actually misdiagnosed BPD, borderline personality disorder, something I'm going to be discussing soon. And my abandonment wound is hefty, to put it lightly. Any perceived rejection or desertion will spark something in my nervous system that is incredibly difficult to keep under control. And this moment happened when I had no tools to handle it. What followed was an unsuccessful suicide attempt and forced entry into primary care. Upon arrival, I was subjected to various tests to determine just how far gone I was. And I merrily believed there was nothing wrong with me and allowed my end of rehab glass of wine to dizzily hover in front of my eyes in a delicious daydream while a doctor probed my side with a sterilized wand. So disconnected from my body and self, I was all at once as impenetrable as steel and as corporeal as a unicorn. I didn't believe I truly existed, and so my relationship with booze and narcotics couldn't have harmed me. One thing that I thank the universe for on a daily basis is being given the literal black and white evidence of my poor, battered liver. Excuse the pun. Directly in front of me was a glorious display of just how much I had harmed myself. I felt like I had been dunked into an ice-cold plunge pool and yanked up, gasping for air. Finally awake and radically aware of my situation. Had my liver been tickety-boo, I cannot guarantee that I would have emerged from recovery and remained sober. It was the literal evidence that saved me. And I do not claim to be a sober Jedi, and I am definitely not a martyr, and I am 100% not trying to induct you into a cult. But I can say, without lie, without hesitation, getting sober is the best thing I have ever done with my life. Had you met me 2.5 years ago, a very different woman would have been stood before you, selfishly searching for the next injection of euphoria, desperate to remain in fuzzy Kansas, free of care and culpability. I lost a lot in the personal apocalypse. Work, most of my closest friends, but the space that created, as harsh and painful as the cut was, left room for magical new people, glorious experiences, and a smorgasbord of self-awareness. Sometimes, and I know it sounds cliche, but sometimes it really does take everything to be burnt to the ground to actually be able to start living. You can insert your own phoenix imagery here. For the sober curious, if you think you're cool now, trust me, just wait till you're 5 months in and you're glowing and turning heads and biting your tongue when you see the individual in the last throes of active addiction and desperately wanting to tell them about the life that will unfold when they shelf the booze and start again. I would not give up the lows I have now. And yes, they still come. We are all human. Good news about sobriety, you get your feelings back. Bad news about sobriety, you get your feelings back. I would not give up my lowest lows for my highest highs from the before time. I am incredibly lucky and happy to be alive. And there genuinely was a time where I wouldn't open my eyes in the morning unless I had some kind of clear, cool spirit as a bed partner waking me up with a burning throat. Now I wake up to Mickey jumping on me from the top of the curtains, and I honestly couldn't be more thrilled. I'll talk to you soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.